ಏಕೈಕಸ್ಯಾ ಭವತೇಶಾ ಚನ್ನಾಗುದಮಾಗುದಂ ಭೋಕ್ಷ್ಯತೆ ಯತ್ ವಂಶಧಾರಾಯ ಮಹಿಮನ್ ವಂತರಂ Translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. My dear King Prachina Barishat, the sons of Malaya Dwaja gave birth to many thousands and thousands of sons, and all of these have been protecting the entire world up to the end of one Manu's lifespan and even afterwards. In the next verse, 32, in the purport, it says in the last two paragraphs. But from Bhakti Lota the son Dridachuta is born, and from Dridachuta the next son Idmavaha is born. The word Idmavaha refers to one who carries wood for burning in a sacrifice when approaching his spiritual master. The point is that Bhakti Lota, the cult of devotion, fixes one in his spiritual position. One so fixed never comes down, and he begets children who are strict followers of the Shastric injunctions. As said in the Vedas, tad vijnanartam sagurum eva vigachet samitpani strotriyam brahmanishtam. In the line of devotional service, those who are initiated are strict followers of the Vedic principle, Vedic scriptural injunctions. So today we read the text 31, chapter 28, canto 4, Srimad Bhagavatam. In the matter of Paranjana becomes a woman in his next life. This is read today on the 26th of August 2008, 522nd year of our beloved Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, spoken at the Radha Mathurapati Mandir in Madurai, Tamil Nadu, India, and the planet of Bharatvarsha, and we're to the west of the salt ocean. English class with a Tamil translation. Divine language, Tamil, which is created by Lord Shiva, I think.
Lord Shiva was born in the Hindu Moriyar Tamil Bhagavad.
Nandri, Wanakam. So today we're having an initiation ceremony in Madurai for the southern Tamil Nadu. We read here how the descendants of Manu have protected the earth. Like that, the disciplic descendants of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and His Divine Grace, Abhaycharan Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, are meant to protect the world. So So that the people can be saved from their unhappiness and can get a spiritual direction in their life. Krishna taught Viviswan, Viviswan taught Manu, Manu taught Ikshvaku, the king of the world. In this way, Bhagavad Gita was handed down 40 million years ago. The discipline that somehow that real meaning of the Bhagavad Gita got lost. So Lord Krishna spoke the Bhagavad Gita again 5,000 years ago. If the message of Bhagavad Gita can stay intact more or less 40 million years, that's pretty good. Lord Krishna comes down every yuga in different forms. Thus he re-establishes the disciplic succession. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one of his roles was he was the Yuga Avatar. And he gave us the Yuga Dharma. Yuga Dharma is chanting the holy names of Hari in Bhakti Yoga. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So this Maha Mantra is the incarnation of the Lord in the form of sound. Sabda Brahman. Absolute truth in sound. Many Vedic mantras begin with the Omkara, and in some of the Upanishads there is restriction who can chant, who cannot chant these mantras. Also, Hare Krishna mantra is given twice, at least in the Vedas. Once in the Kali Santanu Upanishad, it's given with the Hari Ram first. Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari, Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari. So at the time, then there's also one given in the Puranas, which are Smriti Shastra, with Hare Krishna first. So sometimes people say that only the Upanishads can be chanted by Brahmanas. But we chant the Hare Krishna first, so that's from the Puranas. Puranas are Smriti Shastra, there are no restrictions. Apart from that, Lord Chaitanya wanted to have Hare Krishna first.
Hare Krishna.
So like this, this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, there's no restriction, anybody can chant it. But some people were so fallen that even they're not able to chant Hare Krishna. If they want, they could chant, but they don't want. Somehow it doesn't come from their lips. So then Prabhupada said they can chant the Panchatattva mantra and then get purified, and later they'll be able to chant Hare Krishna. We met in, I think it was a Bangalore somewhere, there was someone, he was such a much drunkard. He couldn't chant Hare Krishna. We had him repeat Panchatattva mantra, and then he got cured from his intoxication habit. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya,
Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya,
Prabhu Nityananda,
Prabhu Nityananda,
Shri Advaita Gadadhar,
Shri Vasari
Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So we don't give this Panchatattva mantra in initiation, but we request everyone to chant it. We give the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra in initiation, that's called the first initiation or the Harinam initiation. And Prabhupada, in this initiation, he includes at least five aspects of the Purascharya or the samskara for purification. So, the like, we wear the neck beads. We get the japamala beads. We get a new spiritual name. We surrender to the spiritual master and the Guru Parampara. And what's the fifth one? And we take vows to follow the spiritual path and be strict. So this links our eternal bond between the disciplic succession, the guru, and the disciple. Here, like the Manus are handing down the message of Krishna Bhakti. From father to son. Like that, there's two kinds of disciplic succession. One is called the seminal succession, which is from father to son. Parents should teach their children to be Krishna conscious. This family succession is one kind of disciplic succession. And of course in India there are many families like that, that they still maintain their family traditions. But the tradition should also be according to Shastra. Otherwise, sometimes some speculation enters into the family tradition, and after some time, the family tradition is no longer very accurate.
But
Once there was a young girl, she was getting married. And then there was a cat who came by the yagya and was making a noise and acting very crazy. A cat. Meow. Then the priest said, put the cat under a basket. Later, when she became a mother, she was married, all the marriage come children. And her own child was going to be married. She remembered that when she was married, they put the cat under a basket. She don't know why, she was a young girl at that time. She said, our family tradition, there must be a cat put under the basket. So all the boys are running around trying to find a cat. And they bring a cat and put under the basket. Okay, family tradition maintained. But it wasn't actual family tradition. It was just some crazy cat was creating a disturbance. They put it under a basket. But now from that time, the family new tradition was you had to have a cat under a basket. So what we do, that should be based upon Shastra also. Otherwise some kind of speculation like that will enter into the tradition. So like that the parampara gets broken. Once I was chanting Hare Krishna at Prabhupada's Guru Puja in Mayapur. So I was chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram Hare, Ram 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 Hare. But I wanted everyone to chant. So I was saying Bolo, Bolo. Bengali Bolo means chant, chant. What do you say in Tamil? Chant, chant. Cholunga, cholunga. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram Hare, Ram 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 Hare Hare. Bolo, bolo, cholunga, cholunga. Then Prabhupada called me over. 2-3 times I was saying bolo, bolo. He called me. So don't add any new words. Don't add any new words. Otherwise, pretty soon we'll have a new mantra, the Hare Krishna Bolo Bolo mantra. That time I was a chela, I'm still chela, but that time my guru taught me don't add new words. Now if I do that, then chant bolo bolo, chalangi chalangi something, then chalango, then everyone may do all guru is doing, so we have to do. You see, so Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, 16 names, 32 syllables. No extra names. So Prabhupada was very careful, he was very cautious. In Bengal, many different sampradayas chanting different speculated mantras. Like he got a Nitai Gaur Radhe Sham Hare Krishna Hare Ram. They said they're chanting behind the Vrindavan temple. One day Prabhupada said, Nitai Gaur Radhe Sham Jai Krishna Balaram. That's the three deities, Nitai Gaur and Radhe Sham and Krishna Balaram. Anyway, so then also you got Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, Sri Radhe Govinda. It's like so many different names that people speculated. The Prabhupada, he asked why they are chopping the mantras up. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasani Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Pancha Tattva Mantra. But they chop up Shri Krishna Chaitanya. They take part of this mantra, part of another mantra. Instead of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, they put Hare Krishna, Hare Ram. Then they throw in Radha Govinda. So I asked the big pandit from that sampradaya, why you are chopping up the mantras like this? So then he said, you see, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda are very popular in Bengal and Orissa. And Hare Krishna Hare Ram, more or less all of India. And Radha Govinda, especially in Vrindavan in northern India. So we have something for everyone. I said, it's like a good business tactic. Like Prabhupada, we're not banyas that we are just making mantra for good publicity. Good business marketing technique. We have to chant according to what the acharyas give us, what the shastra gives us. So when you get the mantra, don't chop it up. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Prabhupada said we can also chant one other kirtan mantra that was favorite of Lord Chaitanya. Hari Haraye Namo Krishna Jadavaya Namo Hari Gopal Govinda Ram Srimadusudan. Other than this, regular kirtans, these are the main mantras, especially Panchatattva and Hare Krishna. Mm-hmm. Other than that, we have bhajans that we sing. That should also be the ones written by the acharyas or following properly in the mood of the acharyas. Some pradayas give the Hare Krishna mantra. I met one person, he was initiated by another sampradaya not connected with Lord Chaitanya. He said he was chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare for 26 years, but he wasn't feeling any taste. I said, do you follow the Lord Chaitanya? He said, no, we don't know about Lord Chaitanya. So I gave him the Panchatattva mantra. You chant this before you chant Hare Krishna. After 3 months, I went to that place again. And he came running to me. He fell down, paying obeisances, and grabbed my feet. Then he began to cry, what you have done for me, what you have done? Now when I chant Hare Krishna, I'm feeling so much bliss. After chanting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mantra, Hari Bol,
Hari Bol,
Gauranga. So you're very fortunate here, because your local leader here, Shankardari Prabhu, he very strict that no deviations. Translation.
Somebody else has to do that.
Who can do it?
உங்களை ரொம்ப அதிர்ஷ்ட சாரிங்க உங்க இங்க பிரசிடண்ட் சங்கராஜர் வந்து கொஞ்சம் கூட ஏதோ டிவியேஷன் பார்க்க எந்த பரம்பரால எதுவும் மாறக்கூடாதுன்னு ரொம்ப ஸ்ட்ரிக்டா இருக்காங்க.
Shankarari Prabhu ki. So, very happy to be here to see so many nice devotees. I'm thinking I should spend less time traveling internationally and more time here in Madurai and India. Somehow I have this curse that I had to travel. Prabhupada said he was cursed by his disciples, so then he told me that now you have to take this curse. He said you sannyasis have to take the curse. But I was a sannyasi right in front of him. So, today we're having this initiation, so we'll also speak about the 10 offenses. Those should be avoided. I won't speak now, someone else can say. Also, the important is verses for me, that we need that the parampara should be continued. The This is the big problem with this Riktik system that some years ago somebody tried to spread, that it eliminates the parampara system. So that we believe in the parampara system. Prabhupada said that his disciples would initiate devotees who would become his initiate disciples who would be his grand disciple. Disciple of his disciple. So this is important. We want to continue that not only the mantra should be passed down, but the practices, the bhakti, the teachings, all these things, the Prabhupada's culture, these things should be handed down. Jai Mathura Pati Ki. Jai Sri Radha Mathura Pati Ki. This is being initiated, as Prabhupada said, it's a glorious thing. It means one's going back to Godhead in this lifetime. If they of course they need to follow the vows that they've taken. And at the same time, it means they are being accepted by the disciplic succession. The Guru is acting as an agent. So that's a responsibility also to see that the parampara is carried forward. Just as we read today in this Bhagavatam, how the Manus are protecting the world, Prabhupada wanted that the ISKCON movement would be known as the savior of the world. Today we have also a few people, some people taking second initiation. Which means that they're getting the empowerment to perform yajnas, sacrifices. This is our Anandamoyi Gauranga Das is doing yajnas. They can learn from him and others how to do sacrifices, how to worship the deities that are installed. It's called Pancharatriki initiation. So the first is called Bhagavati initiation.
And
Bhagavati.
Bhagavati.
Because it follows the process of chanting Hare Krishna and the Bhagavatam. And the second initiation is following the Pancharatrik scriptures. There's a verse, Shruti, there's a verse. Shruti, Smriti, Puranadi, Pancharatrik, Vidhi, Vina, Aikantik, Hare Bhakti, Utpataya, Eva Kalpate. That if we don't follow the scriptures, the Shrutis, the Smritis, the Puranas, and other bona fide Vedic literatures, if we don't follow the Pancharatrik Vidhis, then our pure devotional service will be disturbed and destroyed. So our bhakti is not a sentimental thing, it's something, we have sentiments, but we follow the system given by Shastra. So our system for worshipping the deities is using the Pancharatriki system. This system was given by Narada Muni. He gave 5 nights of instruction or something. In 5 nights he gave the instruction, so it's called Pancharatri. 5 night instructions. So, but also the most in the Sri Sampradaya, other Sampradayas, many are following this Pancharatriki system. Some do the Veda Agamans. But that's very difficult in Kali Yuga. Pancharatriki system is recommended for Kali Yuga. What's she doing with Garuda?
Somebody should see the type of card. She's taking the dollar.
So like this also, Diksha, we take initiation, we have a Diksha Guru. But we also have many other Siksha Gurus who are helping us. We should always be respectful to the Siksha Gurus. Also many Vaishnavas who are helping us. So if somebody, after getting initiation, very proud and thinks I have my Guru, and they disrespect the others who help them, that's a very neophyte attitude. They should be respect all the devotees who are helping them. When we take any first initiation, the second, and any other initiation, we should take from same guru. Otherwise, if he's, maybe sometime he will leave the world, then we take from the same sampradaya. Prabhupada sampradaya. We want people to be very fixed up in the Prabhupada's culture. Sometimes people ask me who to take as a guru. How to choose. I said, first thing is to decide that you want to be in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's parampara and Srila Prabhupada as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's special representative in his parampara. Then whoever inspires you more in Srila Prabhupada's teachings, you can take from him. This is our system. So we want everyone to be very faithful to Prabhupada. We have some preliminary steps before initiation. Hari Bhakti Vilas said there should be 1 to 3 years of trial training. So first, when one is chanting 16 rounds for 6 months, they get trained up in Srila Prabhupada's teachings and his mood. Then after that we can choose one of his representatives as our personal guru. We take his shelter. That's called Guru Ashraya. Taking shelter of the Guru. Then we can practice that by following this system, whether it's working for us, whether we're advancing. Then sometime after that we have to ask for the initiation. The candidate has to ask. They have to want it. No force. But some people, so that's what Guru Ashray means. We have Guru Ashray candidates today also. Some people, they're not able to get up to the 16 rounds very fast because maybe many household duties or many too much work or whatever reason. Maybe they're students, they have a lot of studies, they can only chant 8 rounds. Or they're young mothers and the babies are taking too much time. Or they maybe they're chanting 16 rounds but they're not able to follow all the rules for one reason or another. So 1992 ISKCON said that some people who are in ISKCON for 1 year but they're not yet able to take the Guru Ashray because of some of these practical problems. But they aspire to take Guru Ashray and initiation in the future from a particular guru. that they can be considered as aspirants for the Guru. That means they're accepting their Guru as a Siksha Guru, but whom they want to take Diksha from. So that way they can start to develop a personal relationship and he can help them also to come up to the standard. Especially for the congregational devotees and the children of devotees and the young people. So we also, on this initiation day, sometimes we give blessings if there are people aspiring in the future to be initiated and take shelter. So like that, these are the different programs we're having today. I don't know if there's any other samskars scheduled on the prasan or first grade, 6 month babies. Eight-month pregnancy, Simanta Nayana. Fourth, sixth, or eighth. You brought your porcupine quilt? Have quilt, we'll travel. Anyway, if you don't have time now, if it's not been planned, but Ananda Moy Prabhu, he's willing to do these samskaras other times. It's his service as an initiated Brahmin. I'm giving him a free advertisement. Because we want to keep the family, should have, do all these things because it's very good for the. There's the tradition of Manu said that children also of a good Krishna conscious couple, they also become Krishna conscious. So these samskaras help that. How many of you are grihasthas? How many of you will probably be grihasthas in the future? So how many of you want to have Krishna conscious children? Or your children to be Krishna conscious? So that's why you want to be Krishna conscious, give a good example. And give them as much blessings as possible. Also by these samskaras. When they're in the womb, they can't do anything for themselves, but you can do a samskara to give them a blessing. And then when they're young and up to 5 years, they're not able to do much for themselves. So you can help them by different samskaras. Taking the first grains, vidyarambha, beginning the education, mandan, cutting the hairs. What else? Sixteen samskaras, keep you all busy. And the main, they also say dasam samskara, 10 main ones. It's a good opportunity to get dressed up. The ladies can wear their good saris, men can wear their nice cloth, have a nice feast. Yeah, the materialists, they have their parties. We have our samskars, festivals. Spiritual party. We call it a festival. So like that, this initiation for those who are not born in a Dvija family, then we also give them Upanayanam and they can get the sacred thread. Because by chanting Hare Krishna for 1 year, it's considered they develop all these sattvic qualities. So they are qualified to get the Upanayanam. But those who already have Upanayanam, they don't have to take off their Brahmin thread. We're giving 7 mantras. One is the Upanayan mantra, the Savitri Gayatri, the other 6 are Pancharatrik mantras. I'm gradually getting old, so I hope that all my first initiated disciples, as many as are qualified, can get the second initiation while I'm still on the planet. Sometimes the disciple want me to reconfirm their Upanayanam. I speak that mantra to them also again. In Bangladesh, so many Hindus left and came to India. But so most of the Brahmins, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, they all left some places. In one island called Hatia Dweep, or there's an no in Bangladesh. There's an island there called Sandeep, Hatia. These islands have many Hindus, but they had no Brahmin, no Kshatriya, and no Vaishya. Only they had so the one person who was going to do the weddings. Vivaha samskar is also important. So there was one carpenter there. He was a Sudra. He was the highest caste because all the rest were below Sudra. So he would perform the weddings. But that's why they ask us, could you please, we want to be initiated so that we can actually do it in a proper, and train, we can do it in a proper Vedic way. Here in South India, no shortage of Brahmins. One time we went to one of the temples here nearby Madurai. And one of the priests came up to me, elderly priest. He told me, please, I have one intelligent son. Please get him a job in America. I said, but you're a priest, you're so fortunate, you're serving the deities. Why do you want to send him to the Mlecha Desh? No, he said, I have one less intelligent son, he's the priest. But an intelligent one, I want him to get job overseas. This is what's happening in our country. That before to be a priest was considered that we should be the most intelligent people. So like that, it's hard to find people, even they may be born in a Brahmin family, who are practicing the Brahminical tradition. If anywhere, a little bit in South India they do, but rest of India, even a Brahmin family, they are not vegetarian. So how they can do samskara? So still Vedic culture somewhat protected in South India. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said if he has to be born on this planet again, he wants to be born in South India. But we are also making Brahmanas and Vaishnavas and Brahmanas so they can continue on with our Vaishnava tradition and with all this Pancharatrik samskars and things. One important thing that it mentions here is how a good Krishna conscious family, husband and wife, can produce also Krishna conscious children. But what happened normally, to get people married, there's so many consideration, caste, education, financial condition, that they don't think so much about their spiritual condition. So sometimes this caste is good, good family, rich family, educated, she's got her BCom, so let's get my son to marry her, but she's not a devotee, she doesn't chant, maybe she's not a pure vegetarian. In Bengal, like this one, aspiring disciple was brought home by their parents and got married to one girl. She promised, yes, I'll be vegetarian, I'll practice your dharma. After 1 year, they had a baby. Then she started eating non-veg again. The husband came to me, what to do? Now I have a baby, I'm attached, but now she eats non-veg. She said, you know, I came from non-veg family. I promised, yes, I promised. And I tried for 1 year. But now I cannot do anymore. Another one, he was from Jaipur, working in America, put an ad in a newspaper. One devotee wife. So this lady applied, yes, I'm a devotee, I marry you. Caste was okay. Education, wealth. So then they went to see her. She was in the Radha Govinda temple. She has a bead bag. And then she's chanting. So they thought, okay, she's a devotee, let's marry her to our son. So they got married. Then she came to America, got her green card, her residency. Then they find that she's chanting not Hare Krishna. She's chanting Sai Ram, Sai Ram. She's Sai Baba devotee. Not Hare Ram, Sai Ram. And she's shouting at the parents. She has no culture. So many problems. I can tell you like this, but there'll be another class, won't be Bhagavatam class. Please don't neglect. Try to find a devotee. First should be, is she a Krishna conscious devotee? We have so many devotees in different parts of India, the world. Then you can see about caste and education, other things. But first, whether it's a girl or same for girl, for the boy. Actually, there's a lot of boys looking for girls, a lot of girls looking for boys in our Krishna conscious movement. So when you take initiation, you want to have Krishna conscious children, you have to have a Krishna conscious spouse. Of course, sometimes if you cannot find, you do the best you can, vegetarian, everything, but you should investigate a little bit, make sure what they really are. Also, like we have agreement between Radhanath Swami and myself that my disciple can also marry his disciple. He's got 5,000 congregation. So anyway, for being initiated, a lot of responsibilities. And a lot of good fortune. Any question?